All right. Thank you, Scott Shannon. And thanks to all of you for being with us. Toll free. Our number is 800-941-SHAWN. If you want to be a part of the program, 215 days till the single most important election in our lifetime, an inflection point, tipping point for the country. I hope you're paying attention. I hope you're engaged. And I hope you participate. And we'll talk a lot more about that as time goes on. Here we are, 215 days out. And Wall Street Journal poll has Trump leading Biden in 6 out of 7 swing states, Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, North Carolina, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. They found Trump was leading his likely opponent in all of them except Wisconsin, where the pair are tied, dead even. If you add Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to the mix, then Trump does even a little bit better. But again, we're 215 days away. I'd feel a lot better if today was Election Day. We are watching all of this very, very closely. And, you know, I could see what's happening now. You just watch where the Democrats now are desperate to shore up their base. This is what James Carville was saying yesterday, how horrifying numbers are looking for Democrats, especially with their coalition base of support, especially younger people, African-American, Hispanic-American, and they're just losing all across the board. I mean, again, Whoopi Goldberg, well, people have bad memories. Why would they ask such a stupid question? Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? No, that would be the relevant question. It's a rare presidential election where you actually have two guys that both have records that you could examine side by side. One of the biggest challenges for the Republicans and Donald Trump in this election cycle is to make this election about issues. The mob, the media, and Democrats are going to want to focus on any and everything other than issues because they don't have a record to run on. No wonder Whoopi Goldberg doesn't like the question. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? That is the relevant question. You know, how do you think things are looking at the border under Joe Biden's immigration policies, which is basically aiding and abetting nothing but lawlessness? Over 10 million illegal immigrants unvetted by Joe Biden, and tens of thousands coming from our top geopolitical foes. How stupid is that? It is a clear and present danger to the country. It's costing towns and states a fortune. Now they're flying in hundreds of thousands of illegals. They're just going straight to the country of origin with your taxpayer-funded private jet, and they're flying them straight into the U.S., and they get to choose what location they want to go to. This is madness. This is, you know, why do you think tens of thousands of communist Chinese are showing up at the southern border? You think they want a better life for themselves and their families? Why are they buying up thousands of acres of farmland, ranch land, and land near military installations? Why are we allowing them? You know, how is that possible? But this is Joe Biden's policies. And anyway, they'll want a demagogue abortion. They'll lie about that. Left, right, and sideways. That's not what the Dobbs decision said. It's up to the states to decide. And ultimately, it's going to be the people in the states that decide because they're going to elect the politicians that share their view. It is not a matter of federal law at this point, or frankly, should it be? Believe in states' rights? This would be a perfect example of it. So then they will talk about January 6th. They will beat that into your head. They'll never discuss the 574 riots in the summer of 2020. They'll never discuss Kamala Harris supporting insurrection with her tweet for a bail fund after the precinct in Minneapolis was burned to the ground, or her proclamation on Colbert that they're not going to stop, meaning the rioters, they shouldn't stop. We're not going to stop. They're not going to stop before the election. They're not going to stop after the election. Whoopsie daisy. Where's Liz Cheney when you need her? Good grief. They're never going to tell you the real truth. The things that they withheld from the American people during this Hollywood presentation of the January 6th committee, including exculpatory information, for example, that came from a Secret Service agent named Arnotto that was actually driving the car that a hearsay witness claimed that Donald Trump tried to commandeer because, quote, they had heard it from somebody else. Well, they had the actual testimony from the actual driver who said not one word of that is true. Does that not change your view of what the January 6th committee was saying? Or the fact that five people, four to me personally, in the room with Donald Trump, authorizing 10,000 National Guard troops, but in writing, the D.C. mayor, that who by law had to request them, refused to request them in writing. Yeah, that adds context, too, for somebody that wanted to start an insurrection. Why would you be bringing in the National Guard based on intelligence information that even Lester Holt eventually reported on? It's pretty unbelievable. Anyway, so, yeah, this is good news on the polling front for today. And, you know, it's important. This is, you know, where we stand. It is a moment in time. It is a picture. But we'll see. Usually as we get closer to Election Day, well, things tend to tighten up, although that can absolutely change. But are you better off? You like Joe's border policies? How do you feel about defund, dismantle, reimagine police departments and no bail laws? How's that working out? How do you feel about Joe Biden's high energy prices? How do you feel about Joe Biden and his administration shoving electric vehicles into your garage, whether you want them or not, and trying to force truckers into rigs that are electric, and every bus is going to be electric? Nobody wants them. These companies are going bankrupt as they try to meet this mandate that's being shoved down their throat. Unbelievable. Now, I do have a picture I got. This is apparently on FoxNews.com, a photo posted yesterday of Alvin Bragg, the Manhattan District Attorney. He's smiling and he's shaking hands. He's given a congratulatory handshake to a, quote, criminal justice reform activist, unquote. The photo, not dated, but it's certainly when Bragg was serving as Manhattan DA at the time, the activist that Bragg was congratulating, let's see here, has now been charged with murder after he allegedly shot one of his rivals to death. And then he chopped up the guy's remains in his kitchen sink. Yeah, that's the kind of guy, what, Alvin Bragg was celebrating as he works overtime to put Donald Trump behind bars? Do you know in New York that six of the New York City migrant squatter crew were set loose without bail after all the guns were found, drugs were found, everything that they saw there? You know, they all faced the same charges of criminal possessions of weapons, criminal possessions of controlled substances, acting in a manner that is injurious to a child, the owner of the property, the neighbors in the area, very concerned. I thought New York cares about gun crime. Apparently not. If you're a Democrat, you get off scot-free. This is the United States of America under wokeism, the radical left, and it is now a cancer that is spreading across the country. Anyway, in this particular case, the ex-con claimed to be a criminal justice reform activist, palled around with VIPs like Alvin Bragg, pled not guilty to murder in a Bronx courtroom yesterday before the judge ordered him held without bail. What a shock. 48-year-old became an outspoken advocate for criminal justice reform. Now he's accused of gunning down a 44-year-old rival in a Bronx apartment, chopping up his remains, hiding them in multiple locations, including a storage bin and a freezer. Responding officers at first found only the guy's headless torso. Then they discovered his disembodied feet beneath it in a plastic bag at the scene. In this guy's apartment in Harlem, police then found the guy's head, legs, and arms stuffed into a freezer. Anybody ask D.A. Bragg what he has to say about his old pal? Good grief. This is everything is upside down, inside out. You know, we talked about the death of the shooting death of this police officer, the amazing eulogy his wife gave, the fact that he has a one-year-old child, Jonathan Diller. Now, President Trump has called for mandatory death sentences for convicted cop killers. Okay, well, if you look at the state of New York, where NYPD hero Jonathan Diller was killed by a career criminal, a guy arrested 21 times, 9 times for felonies, Donald Trump now wants to make the death penalty mandatory for convicted cop killers. Anyway, he was speaking yesterday in Wisconsin in Green Bay. I'll ask Congress to send a bill to my desk ensuring that anyone that murders a police officer will receive immediately the death penalty. and he's got a standing ovation for it. Most people that oppose the death penalty for cop killers probably believe that they end up serving life sentences without any chance of parole. Let me disabuse you of that lie and that notion. In the last 6 years alone, New York State parole boards appointed by Governors Andrew Cuomo and Kathy Hochul, they have set free no fewer than 37 convicted cop killers. A convicted murderer fatally shot an off-duty NYPD officer. This is in 2023 during a robbery in Brooklyn, New York. Nearly 40 years ago, he was released. The 37th cop killer in the state granted their freedom in only 6 years. Great job, New York. Great job. No wonder why people are leaving, and they are leaving in droves. Later, I'm going to address the... Does anybody that supports, that is, considers themselves conservative, do you really know Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s position on issues? Because I don't think most people know. Now, when I did do a town hall with him, I will say personally, I don't really dislike anybody. I'm kind of past that point in my life. You know, rivalries with people that are in my business, they're pretty much long dead, although it's always fun to make fun of fake Jake and let's see, liberal Joe and loony Larry and, you know, conspiracy theorist Maddow. But just, we do that for kicks and giggles because they can't, they literally melt like Alka-Seltzer in water. It's unbelievable. Now, if we're talking about crime, look at this. There were four pro-life Christians convicted on Tuesday, and they're going to be going, they're being sent to jail over a peaceful protest at a Tennessee abortion facility. Now, by the way, compare that to the summer of 2020 and all the people we have on videotape that were burning down cities, billions of dollars in property damage, dozens of dead Americans, thousands of injured cops. No, but they're going to put peaceful pro-life people behind jail up to a year. I'm shocked this is Tennessee, but that's where it's happening. Four pro-life Christians convicted of FACE Act violations after they were charged by the Biden administration over a peaceful protest at a Tennessee abortion facility. So, you know, this is Joe Biden's America. Everybody else gets a get out of jail free card, unless if you're pro-life or you're one of those domestic terrorist moms and dads speaking at school board meetings. How did the president respond to all of this? Anyway, you know, the president has now taken the side almost fully and completely of, you know, being anti-Israel. The fact that this country and our leadership has turned on Israel in their moment to save their country from radical terrorists that invaded them and killed them and then killed their hostages and took many others and haven't released them. You know, how do things get that upside down in this country? How is that even possible? Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. We got a lot of ground to cover. All things Simple Man Bill O'Reilly. That's coming up in the course of the program. The threat that is China in the wake of the Taiwan earthquake. We'll get into that later as well. We'll get to a lot of your calls today. 800-941-SHAWN. If you are a homeowner like me, you've got to protect your home. Now, I met with my friends at HomeTitleLock.com recently, okay? It's called house stealing. And by the way, we now have a new report. Homeowners have $16 trillion in equity. You know who I met? I met a guy that was involved in house stealing. He went to prison for 13 years. And he showed me how easy it is to transfer your title, which is online, into his name, take out loans on your property or sell your property from underneath you. And he actually said it's easier today than before he got convicted and spent 13 years in jail. And he should have spent longer, but he ended up getting good time in large part because he started showing law enforcement how they do it because they didn't have a clue. Anyway, protect your home's title. Please, first step, make sure your title is in your name. You do it by going to HomeTitleLock.com. And use the promo code SHAWN, S-E-A-N. They'll verify your home is in your name. You'll get a complete title scan of your home's title. And your first 30 days of triple lock home title protection is free. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean.